Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And this is a live call-in show. If you've got questions for us, give us a ring at 866-712-1300.
Yes.
And you wanted to talk about...
Safety. I've been meaning to do it the last couple of shows because we're in the holidays.
Right?
Like as soon as we hit Thanksgiving, we are deep in the, you know...
Burglaries, bowels car
of,
break-ins.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're, you know, everyone's deep into, you know, preparing for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
And I can just tell you know, everybody I know is ordering stuff online and doing things. But it's interesting because we actually have a closing being impacted by the amount of volume that's going through shipping right now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I told you this earlier today. I said I wanted to bring up the whole thing of all these people who are ordering online because everyone has just, you know, even though you see the mall parking lots are packed all the time because people do feel better right now from an economic standpoint.
Right.
They're out and they're spending money and, you know, so there's some good indicators there of, you know, how consumer spending's going and how they feel about money and whatnot. But a ton of people order online. My husband's one of them. He's constantly ordering things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some tenants who are constantly ordering things. I just got a package one of my neighbors accidentally had dropped off at my house and we had to go take it over to her place and whatnot. And I think what people forget, you know, I told you that, you know, we had this deal get affected because not everybody actually is physically located where their closing is occurring.
Of course. Especially sellers, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a client who is finishing buying a condo at the Trio building here in downtown Seattle. And now 2 days of delays because the package hasn't been delivered of the seller documents.
Oh, no.
So they missed a cutoff time. And then because there's so much volume going on all the shipping, they did not get our package in time. And it had just arrived, but the courthouse said, sorry, our cutoff is 2:20.
Yeah.
And it had just arrived at 2:21. So our poor, you know, poor buyer is just so frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to wait another day.
Yeah.
You know, and he's buying a condo right now because he's been impacted by, you know, what a lot of other people here in town have had in terms of rising rentals.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, currently living on the Eastlake area and that building got sold. And guess what? The new institutional investor has to make a better profit than the last owner had because they bought it at a higher price. So his rent has been jacked up several hundred dollars over the last year and a half.
Sure.
So he said, you know, I have this money in the bank. I'm just gonna buy a place. I can't keep having these people jack my rent up. So, you know, now he's going to close. So he's just like chomping at the bit waiting for that to happen. But now his documents got delayed just a tiny little bit again today.
Well, and he's going to need to be careful once he closes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a deed of trust. And that deed of trust is a recorded document. It's public information.
Yes.
So everybody who wants to look is going to know that he just bought a house.
Mm-hmm. And so he's going to get a ton of mail.
He's going to get bombarded. Some good, some bad, some legit, and some sketchy.
Not so legit. Yes.
Yep, that's right.
Yes, absolutely. So. Well, I'll need to find it again. There was a website you could go to that you could have mail marketing materials reduced.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get on it's kind of like the do not call. It's kind of the do not mail list.
Right.
And you can get on that. And actually, if you spend a little money, they'll get it on you a little more permanently or for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
So I'll find that link again and maybe we'll bring that up.
And can I just tell people if you get an email from your bank or a text from your bank, don't click on the link.
Oh, for heaven's
sake.
Please
don't click on the link. Even
so
if it
much
looks
rampant fraud going
legit,
on.
Legit.
Yeah.
Just don't. Just go online to the site you know and trust.
Correct.
Or call them up. I got an email yesterday from bank service that there have been too many login attempts. I just need to click on this link to sort it out. But bank service was spelled B-E-N-K, bank, and service was S. A-R-V-I-C-E. And I'm like...
Bank service. Awesome.
Sounded legit.
Be sure to clerk that.
And I clicked on that link. No, I'm kidding. No, you just get rid of those. Don't even go there.
Okay, so, you know, we're talking about don't get ripped off online.
Mm.
But if you're doing your online purchases, or just your purchases in general, you got to really be thinking about safety. Mm-hmm. It's not just your online safety, but when those packages are coming to your home,
mm-hmm.
more and more people, you see these videos that get posted. Hey, look, these people came to my doorstep. Wow, I can't believe how blatant they were. Well, you had it sent to sit outside your house.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? If you weren't home, of course, someone's just like, well, looky there. Here's
Thank
a free
much.
Little
gadget.
Tchotchke for me, whatever it might be. You know, they're going to see that little Amazon smiley face or whatever and say, thank you very much. So, you know, there's still a lot of people kind of hurting, and they might be willing to take a risk.
That's right.
But here's the other thing. Not only is it the packages showing up to the front doorstep that you have to be concerned about, you know, you got to be real clear about some of those things. You know, like maybe send it to your work and not your house. You know, think about
That's
those things, right?
That's what I do.
Or like in the case of our client who's buying at the Trio, they have a concierge.
Mm-hmm.
So that someone signs for it and holds the packages, right? So that's great.
Most of us don't have a concierge.
Not everybody has a concierge, but at least what it mostly is great is that it's getting inside where it can be safe.
Right.
Right? It's not just sitting on a front porch and it's sticking outside the front door, right? But the other thing is your boxes. Everyone's cutting open like the new TVs, the new iPads, the new phone, the new, you know, there's so many toys like that that are being purchased for the holidays. You got to be thinking about what's going into your trash bins or not into it. Because like think about the big 50-inch flat screen TVs.
Right.
Or even larger than that. In fact, by the way, that condo
Nothing
that we're
says
selling
rob
has
me like an empty 50
exactly.
inch TV box outside your house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things we were talking about this at lunch today with me and some of my team members is when you have those boxes out there, not only is it a sign for, because you know maybe you have them out there for several days before they get picked up, right? Your insurance company, you know, first of all, you need to be letting your insurance company know maybe that you've gotten some of these new items, right?
Sure.
So if you're buying the gift or the item, you might want to alert somebody that you just paid $5,000 for some new big electronic piece. But those same people who may come and steal that from you the first time do recognize that you might make an insurance claim. And guess what?
They're going to come back.
They're going to get the exact same items later on, like within maybe 30 to 60 days.
Right.
So you have to really be thinking about it. And don't be lazy with your box breakdown. I know a lot of people who don't break down the boxes. Most people do have containers that are fairly large. And you break the boxes down, you put them inside, you cut them up. Maybe you hang on to them, have them in your garage, and you cut them up over a series of, you know, a couple of weeks, whatever your process needs to be. But you can definitely put some safety measures in place. But it was so funny because I told you that I wanted to talk about this. And then, boom, like 2 hours later, the realtor.com website sent out a notice about holiday safety.
Oh, man.
So it was the same thing. So I'm going to give you some of the lists that they had, right? Because it's not just the boxes and the things that they see, but it's like you just don't want people breaking in. And there's signs that people give. Like, let's say you've taken off to go visit family, you know, or maybe you've been busy and you're out going to lots of holiday parties. You know, you got to maintain your property. Don't make it look like it's break-in worthy, right? Know your neighbors. And really know your neighbors, not just like the, oh, hey, hi, how you doing? Wave them as, you know, you go to the mailbox kind of thing. But talk to your neighbor if you're going to be gone or if you're doing maybe an open house or your house is going on the market even. Get, you know, tell people. Maybe have your agent walk over and say, hey, here's my card and info. If you see anything strange, please call or call the police and call us so we can be, you know, on the lookout. Because sometimes a seller has got a vacant house, right?
Sure.
Assess your home's vulnerability. Walk around it, and if you think, gosh, if I locked myself out, how would I get in? Well, just realize that's exactly the way that a predator might look at your home. Mm-hmm. They're going to look for the same access point. So think about whether or not you've got trees or shrubs that are blocking windows or doors that could provide access. Make sure you have good lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we just had our front light go out, and it was a permanent on light. Now, this thing says don't have them on all the time, but it's going to depend on the kind of lighting you have. But do maybe set up, like lots of people can do remote setups now where they can turn lights on and off.
That's right.
We use timers in a lot of the houses that we work with just so that they're on at what seem like reasonable times. You know, so you're just trying to make the house look occupied, you know, because people don't typically get in there. But remember to lock your doors, reinforce your locks, and maybe put a camera in. I know you have one.
They work out good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for listening today. Join us next week, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock for Open House with Team Reba. Tweet us if you got questions. In the meantime, Team Reba.
And
have
next
a great
week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.